people with disabilities say economic and political empowerment is important because it enables them to live productive and dignified lives. 34-year-old Masimba Kuchera is visually impaired and walks with the aid of a white cane. Kuchera, who runs his own company in Harare, says there is need for legislation to reward companies that employ people with disabilities.
The suggestion is that the government moves to give a tax incentive to companies so that they employ a certain quota of people with disabilities, so that those people are able to contribute to the economy, and then they are charged the pay as you earn, and they also pay the other taxes that are available.
Kuchera says there should also be legislation to ensure government gives a certain quota of supply contracts to companies run by people with disabilities. His views are shared by Nigel Gweshe, a visually impaired music producer from Bulawayo, who says people with disabilities should be assisted to become employers through the enactment of pro-disability policies. He says this is in line with the United Nations Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities, which calls for their active participation in human, social and economic development of society.
Normally the help that is given to the disabled ones is mostly to do with food and shelter. We need a kind of kickstart whereby you'll be given material or inputs to do your own things. You might create employment, like my studio I'll be employing, thereby recording artists in as well.
44-year-old Tongai Chinaire is also visually impaired. The father of three makes a living through vending on the streets of Harare. He says there is need for policies that encourage funding for individuals with disabilities.
Currently, the economy is down. If I'm being given the unemployment benefit, blind people can start from there. For example, one can go and buy and sell his products. You start from there. Remember, a small leak sinks a big ship. So whatever I get from you, I'll be also in position to do something.
According to Harare Provincial Administrator Alfred Tome, there are policies that take care of people with disabilities, but a lot needs to be done at the level of implementation.
We have created the law, we have created the constitution, and a well-abled constitution, a well-constructed constitution. But what is remaining now is to translate that into reality and be honest with ourselves, be patriotic, be really concerned about these people who are living with disability. Let us walk the talk.
Senator Nyamayavo Mashavakure, who represents people with disabilities in the Senate, argues that disabled people should involve themselves in all activities at national and local level if society is to take them seriously.
Include yourselves, empower yourselves, make yourself accessible to society, to national programming, to national budgeting. In other words, specialize in yourself. Study yourself, represent yourself, advocate your own concerns and your own issues.
21-year-old Fungai Mutoko, who works with the aid of crutches, recently completed her ordinary level studies in Zimbabwe. She says Parliament should come up with the laws that empower women with disabilities and also change public perception of such people.
We won't be seen as beggars, because most of people living with disabilities, they walk in streets, sit alongside roads, begging for money and so on. So if we start our own things, it will be better, because if someone sees you, you can say, oh, that beggar, and they won't be happy seeing you every day begging for money.
Aspiring actress Nozi Potusi says Parliament should seriously debate the plight of women with disabilities and ensure that measures are put in place to improve their livelihood.
They've got different talents, but now on how they can do with those talents, they need someone who can empower them, someone who can give them capital. They have the capital, then they can start to do, such as maybe sewing, plaiting hairs, maybe even singing. It's something that you can do, and singing can bring something that you can live on.
Secretary for the Disabled in the ZANU-PF Politburo, Joshua Malinga, says platforms have been created for the disabled to participate politically and economically, but the beneficiaries are taking a back seat.
We have created positions at almost every level, at every organ of the party. You are not there. You are not organizing yourself. Disabled people are 15% of the population of this country. You are a very important constituency. You are voters. Why should you vote if you get nothing?
According to the United Nations, 80% to 90% of persons with disabilities of working age in developing countries are not gainfully employed. The World Body says social protection and quota systems can provide strong leverage for their economic empowerment. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, I am Safari Njema.